Let's start out, Gary, with this question. What were the final figures from USDA for the federal crop insurance programs, corn and soybean?
Corn and soybean prices, base prices for 2009 are $4.04 for corn and $8.80 for soybeans.
And what does that mean?
Actually, that is used to set our revenue guarantees for on the revenue products, all revenue products, CRC, RA, and GRIP. This year, those prices are considerably below last year, so to get the same dollar coverage level, coverage levels will have to rise this year from last year to have the same dollar coverage per acre.
So instead of 65, they'd need to go to 70 or 75 or 80 or 85 or whatever percent coverage they would like in order to get the same dollar coverage they had last year. The good news is that we've known for quite some time that it was probably going to be cheaper to do that.
Yeah, and it is going to be. The premiums are going to be less expensive. One reason why is because the base prices are lower, and that influences premiums. The other thing that's happening this year that's pretty significant is that they're increasing the subsidy levels on enterprise units, which applies to CRC and RA. And an enterprise unit is all of one crop in a county. And that means that if a person decides to insure all of one crop in a county, not divide up their farms so that they could get insurance payments on each farm, but all of one crop in one county, they increase those subsidy levels substantially, and that will result in $8 to $9 less premiums this year than last year.
And I think that the good news there is that you're likely to tell folks that they need to take one of those particular policies as opposed to the GRIP policies this year. Is that right?
Well, no, GRIP is still a good policy. I think the choice comes down between GRIP and CRC and RA, and particularly at the enterprise level. And GRIP is going to tend to pay out more than it pays in over time, and there's nothing that's changed that. And CRC and RA provide better risk protection because it's based on our own farm's yield. I would suggest that farmers who haven't in the past look at CRC at an enterprise level, and what they'll find is that their premiums will be for a 75% coverage level, something in the $8 to $9 an acre range, which will be considerably less than last year, and maybe increase the coverage level so that one of the big things I guess we're concerned about this year is lower prices, and that will provide more protection if you increase the coverage level. But this year might not be a bad year to keep with that GRIP program. We're starting the year with a $8.80 soybean price, but we're already seeing futures contracts a dollar below that. So there's a considerable chance of low prices and pretty high yield, high payments on GRIP products when they're purchased at a 90% coverage level.
Are there a couple of key issues that producers can look at in order to help them make the decision as to whether they're doing CRC or GRIP, and what might they be?
The big thing is people with CRC will likely feel they need that individual coverage because they're in a more of a financially vulnerable situation. The other thing that pushes people to CRC is if they have land that doesn't match the county. And I'll just give you an example here. Let's say you have 1,000 acres, but it's spread in 6 sections over the whole county. You're going to match the county yield pretty closely. You might not match the county yield if all of it's in one or two sections located to next to another. And if those sections are in poorer land, then you're not in as good a position to use GRIP as CRC.
Ag economists across the Midwest, I see, have been suggesting that the new ACRE program rather than the traditional farm programs might be a good way for producers to start out this year. Of course, once they've signed up, they've got to be in. Are there crop insurance decisions that they need to make that go along with the ACRE program? Should they decide that they're going to put a unit or all their units into the ACRE program?
I don't see as much if linkage between what the crop insurance decision and whether you stick in the traditional or ACRE program, because either one of those programs aren't going to provide that good of risk protection for an individual farm. if you're going to be an acre, the one thing that you have to consider is that there's a farm trigger in it that must be met before you can receive acre payments. And the farm trigger increases the higher your farm level premium or what you pay for crop insurance. So if you're going to be an acre, chances of getting a payment are probably larger if you have a higher crop insurance premium.
So that may be one thing they need to consider if they go into the acre program. Two things, I guess. They probably need to take crop insurance to not double protect themselves, but to protect themselves, and they need to take it at a higher coverage level.
Yeah, and again, if you're in acre, you're not going to be providing yourself protection for yield shortfalls on your own farm, so you still need crop insurance. And yet, the higher your crop insurance premium, the more likely you are to meet that farm level trigger. And just to give you a feel for that, we did a little analysis with FPFM yields, and across the state, if they didn't have any insurance payment, they met the trigger 85% of the time. If they had $20 premium, they met it 90% of the time. So it increased it from 85% to 90%.
Tell me about the FarmDoc website and how producers can use the comparison tools and premium calculators that are there for crop insurance between now and the time they have to make the decision very shortly.
There is a premium calculator on there that will allow them to calculate premiums for their individual areas. There's also a historical evaluation tool there that allows you to compare how the products are projected to pay out over time. Then we also have on there a fast spreadsheet that you can download, and that will also give you premiums, and there's more options that you can get premiums on the spreadsheet tool. That spreadsheet tool also includes a what-if, so you can look at different price and yield scenarios. And it also contains a historical evaluation tool, which allows you to look and see how the products have paid out over time.
And the spreadsheet and the premium calculator, which are two different things, are available to everyone and good across the Corn Belt?
Across the Corn Belt. And they're available in the crop insurance section of FarmDoc. So go FarmDoc, and FarmDoc.uiuc.edu, and it's in the crop insurance section.
And you're picking your crop, inserting your APH, and I think your county and state,
right,
of course, right?
That's right. State, county, crop, and APH.
Okay. Thanks much, Gary.
Thank you.
Gary Schnitke is an ag economist from the University of Illinois, farm management specialist, joining us here on the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.